Thanks to everyone who is online with us tonight. I congratulate you for being a part of this 30-day journey. Approximately exactly about 30 days ago, we commenced this journey that the Lord called us to, and we called it 30 days of planting the heavens. And indeed, it has been 30 days of planting the heavens. And I thank God for every one of you who has been online with us day after day, night after night. I want to thank God especially for those who have helped us coordinate. I thank God for Pastor Tino and Pastor Stella that have led prayers at different times. And I thank God for Minister Emmanuel, who helps us coordinate at the back there to make sure things run orderly and smoothly. I thank God for every one of you for being a part of this. And I believe that the blessings of God that you have received, you will not lose in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We're going to, this is our last night, so it is very exciting and I'm overjoyed, but I'm full of expectation for this word that God has put upon my lips to share with you and to declare to you. It's not a teaching. It's just a word that I'm supposed to throw out to you. And I trust God that it will sow a seed in your heart, and that seed will produce fruit, and that God will take you to your higher places in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm going to ask that if you have your 2015 confessions, that you will please get a hold of that now so we can go through that together. And if you have it, I'm going to have us just read it together. Everybody, 2, 3, go. 2015 is my year of heaven on earth. I am rising up, and heaven is coming down to me. I am seated with Christ in the heavenly places. The Garden of Eden is my new reality. Day of heaven upon the earth, I am here to stay. Days of life, singing, celebrating, rejoicing, and dancing will never end. Welcome Eden. I am a lost child in love, God. Righteousness, peace, and joy are the new covenant in my life. No more crying, no more crying. Goodbye, death, disease, sorrow, sickness, pain, and failure. Former things have passed away, and all things have become new. The night season is over. Day breaks. Good morning, Zion. For as sure as the earth brings forth the corn, and as the garden causes the thing sown in it to spring forth, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth out of your life. Exceeding grace will make the difference in my destiny. So will life, the superabundant yamu life of God, will continually overflow in light. I am free from the chain of darkness. This is my walk over here. Divine wisdom will distinguish me. The God of will make a giant out of me. My due season, I am walking in God's new order. The covenant of God is over, and every direction I go is returning to me speedily with multiplied kingdom. I am walking in God's new order. I do welcome you again tonight, beloved, and I thank you so very much from the depth of my heart that you have been a part of this journey, and I congratulate you tonight. This is day 30 of our 30 days of planting the heavens, and I thank God for his faithfulness, for his goodness, and for his loving kindness, and I thank you for being a part of this journey, and I thank you for receiving day after day, night after night. And I thank you for laboring in the word with us and laboring in the spirit and in prayer with us to see to it that God's word is released to us and that we're able to lay hold on the things that he has made available. And I'm very excited. This is really obviously the first time that we've ever really done anything like this. I'm very excited because in years past we had a retreat, and I was sharing that with one of our ministers over the weekend. And for a year or so, we skipped on that retreat, and I have no idea how some of the things that we benefited from when we go to that retreat after our Daniel fast. I had no idea how God will impart those things to us. But this year, when he gave us 30 days of planting the heavens, my eyes opened to it, and I saw, wow, praise God. There's not much drama. Nobody's spending anything. There's not much anything going on behind the scenes, no excuses. And yet for 30 solid days, the Lord has filled us with his word and with fire and passion in our bosom. And he's given us our marching orders to go out and lay hold upon the promises that he has made to us. So I'm very excited. And tonight, as we all close together, I want to share something that has really been heavy on my spirit, really been burning there since a couple of days or so after we started this journey. I want to remind you, for those of you who want this series, go to the people who run, if you are in any of the Abundant Life Churches, Akron, Cleveland, just go to the people who run your CDs and tapes and all of that, and they will register you, and we will, over time, within the back office, we will make copies available. If you are in Cleveland, do the same thing, register there in the media house, and we will get this to you. If you are from a different ministry or you are from out of town, just send an email to info@alikonline.org, info@alikonline.org, and just request that you would like to have the series of the messages. And by God's grace, within a couple of weeks or so, I'm sure we'll be able to put all of this together and get it to those who want them. Tonight I want to minister on something that the Lord put in my spirit, and I call this, it's more, I'm going to pray over you at the very end of it. I'm going to pray over all of us and just agree with God over what he has spoken. Like I said, it's not a teaching, but it's a seed, seeds that he's put in my spirit to sow to you, and I believe this seed will create mighty fruits that would take you to some place that you have never been before. A revelation, understanding, and a desire to get into God's word and even dig up this word and find out more about it so that this word can become established in your own life individually. So I'm calling this, Your Star Will Shine in 2015. Just say that with me in the spirit. Say, My Star Will Shine in 2015. Say one more time. Say, My star will shine in 2015. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. I want you to turn in your Bibles. Let's go to Genesis chapter 1, and I want us to read from verse 14. Genesis chapter 1, I want us to read there from verse 14, and we're going to read all the way to verse 18. I'm going to read some of the scriptures that I read very quick. I would give you some that you write down, and you can check them up on yourself or by yourself later on if you're interested. But whatever I read, I'm going to try to read as quickly as possible just because of the volume of the material that I have to share. Genesis chapter 1 from verse 14, it says, "And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs, and for seasons, and for days, and for years." All of those are different things. Signs are different from seasons, and they are different from days, and they are different from years. Verse 15, "And let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also." He made the stars also. Verse 17. "And God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth." Verse 18. "And to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good." Notice there, beloved, that on day 4 of creation, God created the lights, the sun, the moon, the stars in the firmament. These lights are representative, especially the stars in the firmament, are representative in our lives of the graces of life. The stars are the things that make you shine. They are representative of the graces of life, the distinctives of life. The stars that make you shine, the crowning glories of your life, that help you rule and dominate in the bright and in the dull seasons of life. Notice, they are the crowning glories of your life that help you rule and dominate in the bright and in the dull seasons of life. Notice, God already made provision for both day and night. God made provision for light to shine in the day and in the night. The stars especially shine in the night. The moon and the stars, they shine in the night. So no matter how dark and how dull the season, God already made a provision for you and I to be able to shine through every season of life. These stars represent the graces, the skills, the talents, the gifts, the blessings that make you unique, that make you different. We call them the graces of life because they are particular to you. Everyone is blessed, and God made everyone blessed and talented and skillful. But when he made you, like David said in Psalm 139, he says, "I am wonderfully and I am fearfully made." He said, "I was wrought carefully in the hidden part of the earth." When God made you, he endowed you with certain graces of life that make your life unique, that make you stand out in the crowd, that make you significant, that make you important. That's what's called your stars. That's what we call the graces of life. I don't know how many of you got to tune in and watch the Super Bowl 49 this past Sunday. Obviously, because of the service, I couldn't watch it, but I had it recorded, and usually that's what I do with many of those events. Have them recorded, and when I can make a little time later on, I'll sit down and watch it. So I had it recorded, and later on I remember tuning to it, and obviously I was expecting to see the Super Bowl, but somewhere at the very beginning, somewhere earlier on was they had John Legend singing America the Beautiful. And I'm sure if you tuned in on Sunday, you must have seen that. And what a beauty that was. Just the way he sang it, the way he rendered it, the way he performed it, the way he oh man, the way he presented it. What awesomeness, what grace, what gift. I don't know much about John Legend. I don't know anything about his life, spiritual or anything, but I can tell that naturally, musically, he is a star. Certainly, he was not one of the athletes. He was not one of the sports stars that everybody, 110 million people tuned in to watch. 70,000 people in the arena, in the stadium, went out there. Certainly not to see John Legend. However, that night, his 1 minute, it was just over a minute when he performed America the Beautiful, stood out. It stood out from everything else. Personally, I remember rewinding that over and over again, listening to that 1 minute and maybe 10 seconds performance when he sang America the Beautiful. And I thought within myself, I couldn't help but thinking within myself. And I thought, wow, there must be thousands and thousands of people all over this country and all over this world that are just as talented or maybe even far more talented than John Legend. But many of them will never, ever have that opportunity, that kind of a stage, that kind of a recognition to do what he was able to do in 1 minute on Sunday night during the Super Bowl tournament. But that's what a star is. A star shines out in an obscure place. It comes out. It cannot be missed. You can't skip over it. No matter how brief, it stands out. It makes a mark that cannot be erased. And think about the song that he sang, America the Beautiful. You and I know how beautiful and how awesomely blessed this great nation of ours is. That song was actually a poem written several years ago in 1931 by Catherine Lee Bate. And I'm sure many of you probably know about this. But look at the words of that song. Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountain majesties above the fruited plain. America, America, God shed his grace on you and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. Because you know that line there, America, America, God shed his grace on thee. It's one of the most powerful lines you are ever going to hear. And truly, America as a nation is the creation of God's grace. But that's exactly what we are learning tonight about the star. America is a star among the nations of the world. It's not necessarily because of some individual or the other. No, it's because this nation is birthed and enveloped in the grace of God. You can tell among all the nations of the earth, this nation stands out different. The world wants to go there. Everybody wants to see it. Everybody wants to live there. Everybody wants to experience it. America is a star among nations, and it's a product of the grace of God. See, the graces of God, the graces of life will distinguish you. The graces of life will bring you to a place of preeminence, a place of importance. Every human being, please hear me, every human being that God created was created to be a star. The stars that make you shine, the star that God planted and created you with that make you shine are the graces of your life. A fish swims, a bird flies, an eagle soars. As great as the eagle is, it will fail in trying to be a fish. You will never rise as a star, and you will never shine until you recognize your place and God's unique graces that have been placed upon your life. I want to put our focus for a minute on our Lord Jesus Christ. I call him Jesus, the superstar among stars. He is the preeminent one. He is the preeminent star among the stars. But one of the most powerful reasons why we look at him tonight and we look at what he said or what the Bible says about him regarding his stardom is because as the Father sent him, so he sent you, and so he sent me. And Jesus himself said in Isaiah chapter 8 verse 18, you remember? He said, I and the children that the Lord gave me, we are for signs and for wonders. Remember that scripture we just read in Genesis chapter 1 from 14 to 18, where the Bible says he made the light, the stars, and he made them for signs, for seasons, for days, for years. Just focus on this for a minute. The stars make you a sign. When the star shines within you, when your star emerges from obscurity, you become a sign and a wonder. You become someone and a mark, a preeminent person that cannot be ignored. You can't be ignored in your generation. You can't be ignored on the earth. So the Lord is saying tonight to you tonight, beloved, your star will shine from this year onward. Just by this revelation, just by this understanding, just by laying hold of the word of God, your star will begin to shine in Jesus' mighty name. Take a look at what the word of God says about the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to read this particular scripture. I won't read many of the scriptures that I will give you, but I will read this one. Numbers chapter 24. I want you to read a verse there in Numbers chapter 24. And then we're going to go and read in Revelations 22:16. Then we will read from Matthew chapter 2. I want to read these scriptures about the Lord Jesus Christ. Numbers and chapter 24. And I want to read from verse 17. Say that with me. Say that with me as a confession of your faith. Say, my star will shine in 2015 in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Numbers 24. Verse 17, it says, I shall see him, but not now. I shall behold him, but not near. There shall come a star out of Jacob, and a scepter shall rise out of Israel, and shall smite the corners of Moab, and destroy all the children of Sheph. The Amplified Bible says, he is not near, a star, in bracket, capital letter star, shall come forth out of Jacob. A scepter, capital letter scepter, shall rise out of Israel. And notice, those are two things that the star does. The star shines, actually three things. A star shines, a star rules, and a star draws treasure. He says, a scepter shall rise out of Israel, and shall crush all the corners of Moab, and break down all the sons of Sheph, Moab sons of Tamar. Notice, beloved, that Jesus, the Bible says, he rose as a star. He said, there shall come a star, and it will rise out of Israel. It will rise out of Israel. The same way Jesus rose as a star is the same way God ordained you and I to rise as a star. Remember, in Revelations 22:16, you may have heard this before, you just may not have known where the scripture was, but in Revelations 22:16, Jesus Christ himself called himself the bright and morning star. He says in Revelations 22:16, I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, and I am the bright and the morning star. I am the bright and the morning star. He is the superstar. He is the preeminent one, the preeminent star among many stars. I want you to read from Matthew chapter 2. Let's read there. When the wise men saw the star of Jesus, when the star emerged out of obscurity, when the star emerged out of darkness, and the wise men saw it, and Herod heard about it, and the whole world could not pass on that star, and everything changed when the star of Jesus showed up. Let's read together there from Matthew chapter 2, and I'm going to read from, I'll read from verse 1. Let's read all the way to verse 13. Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and we are come to worship him. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and the scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, in Bethlehem of Judea. That in itself is an amazing thing. If you just note down the book of Micah chapter 5 verse 2. The fact that Jesus was born in that Bethlehem, that small town in itself, is remarkable. Because his origin was little, but his destiny was great. And that's the way it is for you and for me. Regardless of where we came out from, regardless of how we were born, who we were born to, what nation, what locality, what tribe, what ethnic group, your origin may have been little, but your destiny is great. He says there, in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, and thou Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, that's Micah chapter 5 verse 2, he's quoting now, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Actually, if you read that original scripture, what he's saying is, you are such a small town, but God has called you privileged, that out of you will emerge my own star that will rule the entire nations of the world. Then it says there in verse 7, then Herod, when he had privately called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. Notice, every star has a time for its emergence. Every star, the star was always there, but it was not always seen. Every star has its time for emergence. And I believe God, that the time for the emergence of your star is right about now in Jesus' mighty name. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search diligently for the young child. And when you have found him, bring me word again that I may come and worship him also. And when they had heard the king, they departed. And lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it brought them. It came and stood over where the young child was. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were coming to the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold, and frankincense, and myrrh. Notice how the star of the Lord Jesus Christ drew the treasures of life to him. It didn't matter where he was. It mattered not whether he was in Bethlehem, or he was in Jerusalem, or he was in Galilee, it did not matter where he was. The star drew the treasures of life to him. Now, I want you to notice exactly how the star of the Lord Jesus Christ created recognition for him, and how it drew the treasures of life to him. That's exactly how your star and my star are supposed to draw the treasures of life to us. You are a star. How? By order of redemption and recognition. When you became Abraham's descendant, and when you took on the nature of Christ through the new birth, you automatically became a star. I want you to look in Genesis 15 verse 5. God calls you a star. How? By the order of redemption and by the order of recognition. When you became Abraham's descendant, and when you took on the nature of Christ by the new birth, you automatically became a star. Genesis chapter 15, verse 5. It says, and he brought him forth, that's Abraham. God brought Abraham forth abroad and said, look now towards heaven and tell the stars, if thou be able to number them. And he said unto him, so shall thy seed be. Notice, we have always thought that only had to do with the number of the stars. We didn't realize God was pointing to every single one of Abraham's descendants, and he was saying, that is star, that is star, that is star. And that night when he did, he pointed to you. You know, the Bible says in the Psalms, it says, he called the stars by their names. And I can imagine one of the names he called when he was calling the stars, he put your name on one of them. He put my name on one of them. You remember the dream of Joseph? When Joseph had a dream in Genesis, you remember Genesis chapter 37, which he shared with his brothers? One of those particular dreams is very interesting. I want you to look there in Genesis chapter 37, and I'm just going to read verse 9 and try to move on real quickly here before our time runs away on us. Genesis chapter 37, and I want you to look at verse 9. Look at what it says. It says, verse 8, and his brethren said unto him, shall thou indeed reign over us, or shall thou indeed have dominion over us? And they hated him yet the more for his dreams and for his words. Verse 9, and he dreamed yet another dream, and told his brethren, and said, behold, I have dreamed a dream more. And behold, the sun and the moon and the 11 stars made obeisance to me. Notice, he's calling himself and his brothers stars. His 11 brothers were 11 stars. He was the 12th star. And he's saying all these 11 brothers, including the sun and the moon, which represented his father and his mother, all of them bowed to him. So listen to this again. When you became Abraham's descendant and you took on the nature of Christ through the new birth, you automatically became a star. Write down Isaiah 8, verse 18. I and the children that the Lord God has given me, we are for signs and for wonders. We are for signs and for wonders. You are a star by redemption through Christ. You are a star by recognition through grace. Let me say that again. You are a star by redemption through Christ, and you are a star by recognition through grace. How does Webster's describe a star? This is a description of how God sees you. It says, a star is a person who is preeminent in any particular field. A person who is outstandingly talented, a very important person, a VIP. See, when you understand how God sees you, you will look at yourself different. When you know how God perceives you, you will believe differently about yourself. God says you are a VIP. That's who you are. The dictionary says a star is a celebrity. Someone who plays the most prominent, most important, or most outstanding role in any endeavor. So you are a star. You are God's celebrity. God calls you a star like Jesus. That is written out of your birthplace. That is, there were so many people, so many ordinary people, wherever you were born. But you emerged as the star there. Your origin was little, but your destiny will be big. The dictionary describes antonyms or opposites of star. This is not you. This is not supposed to be you. It describes them as people who are anonymous. So from now on, you should not be anonymous. Anywhere they are looking for anonymous people, that's not you. Anonymous people are people who are not recognized, people who don't have a name to go by. Anonymous, nameless, obscure, uncelebrated, unfamous, infamous, unknown, unsung, a non-entity, a useless nobody, a non-celebrity. That is not you. Who are you? You are a star like your Savior Jesus. You are a star, outstandingly talented, very important person, a celebrity. You play the most prominent, most important, most outstanding role in every endeavor of life that God calls you to. You are a most preeminent person in the field of life. Beloved, why is the recognition of your stardom such an important thing? I want to say something to you that I don't know if you recognize this, but you will in a minute. Do you know this recognition of the place that God has given you is such a big deal that Satan has gone out of his way to pervert this revelation? Satan has deliberately gone out of his way to pervert the concept. And notice, anything that Satan goes out of his way to pervert is something that is a big deal to God and is a big deal to you and to me. Billions of dollars are being invested today in the practice of the reading of horoscopes. You know, when people talk about those who read palms, those who read the stars, those who look at the elements in the heavens and the skies, and they are able to determine somebody's destiny. And yet, in Deuteronomy chapter 18, 9 to 14, you can write that scripture down, God warned his people and said there should be no charmer, there should be no enchanter, no consulter with familiar spirits or wizards or a necromancer. And yet today, it's a huge decorated industry in the world. Almost every secular news magazine you pick up, almost every popular media station glamorize the reading of people's stars, palms, and all of that through divination. There's even something called, I think it's 1-800 witch or something, where people can go into somewhere and someone can, by divination, you see how big that industry is. And one of the reasons why is because Satan has targeted this revelation to pervert it and to corrupt it. Nowadays, you hear people based on their ignorance and based on the reading of the horoscope and these evil, silly things that witches tell them, some people will say, I'm Capricorn. And they don't even understand the word Capricorn means the goat. Some will say, I'm Aquarius. The word Aquarius means water bearer. Some will say, I'm Pisces, the fish. Some will say, I'm Aries, the ram. Some will say, I'm Taurus, the bull. Some will say, I'm Gemini, the twins. Some will even call themselves Cancer. I'm Cancer. I'm Cancer. Some will say, I'm Leo. Some will say, I'm Virgo. Some will say, I'm Libra. Some will say, I'm Scorpio, the scorpion. Some will say, I'm Sagittarius. And you know what? All of these different things are supposed to be through divination. When people are born in a certain period of the year, a certain season of the year, people say, well, by the position of the sun or the position of the stars, this is what you become. So they use that to forecast their destiny. But look at the trick. Just look at the trick of the enemy in this. He calls people Capricorn, goat, and they are excited about it. You will hear people actually in the workplaces talking about, oh, I'm Capricorn. But think about this for a moment. God says, you are made in my image. God says, you are my child. You cannot be a child of God and be a goat at the same time. But Satan, in his tricky way of corrupting the revelation of who God has created us to be, has spilled this evil into the world. Little children now growing up learning about horoscopes. People are, you know, and they feel this is the in thing in the secular society. Everybody believes, oh yeah, you've got to know your star. You've got to know your, and they believe that's the in thing. And they don't realize what they are saying about themselves is, I'm less than the image of God. Everything that those stars are supposed to predict through the horoscope is supposed to show that these people are less than the image of God, like God says they are. Exactly what Satan tried to say to Eve in the Garden of Eden. Beloved, The knowledge and the recognition of your stardom in Christ is a big deal. God wants you to know He created you a star. He wants you to know you are no ordinary person. You are no mediocre person. You are no average person. And in Daniel 12 verse 3, Daniel said, those that are wise will shine as the stars of the firmament. In Revelations 2, 24 to 28, Jesus said, I will give unto them the morning star. You are a star. What is the relevance of this understanding and this acknowledgement in your life? Well, you come to understand your star has always been there, but it was activated when you were born. Your star can be hidden or it can be seen. When your star is hidden, even people who want to do you good and bless you will not be able to locate you. But when your star emerges, and when your star is active and can be seen, like the wise men saw the star of Jesus, it draws favor, it draws goodwill, it draws treasure, it draws blessings in your direction. No matter your geographical location, no matter where you are, no matter where you are born, no matter where you are situated, the gold that was ordained for you, the frankincense that has your name on it, the myrrh that was prepared for your destiny will find you and they will locate you. That is the mystery and the secret of recognizing your stardom in the kingdom of God. Your star will single you out and cause good to gravitate towards you. Esther was a star. She emerged in an unpopular nation. Joseph was a star. He emerged in the prison. Daniel was a star. He emerged in a foreign land. You may be forgotten in the prison of life, but when your star emerges, the king will call for you. The king is calling for you this year in Jesus' mighty name. No human being or witchcraft. I'm going to try to round up. No human being or witchcraft spirit or devil or evil, no matter what the kind of control spirit is, can stop your star from shining. This is very important. There are so many believers today who are so perturbed, who are so disturbed about, oh, this witchcraft spirit or this person or that evil thing or this devil is trying to shut me down. Listen, Daniel, Joseph, Esther, Jesus, they all showed it. They all proved it. Herod could not stop the star of Jesus from drawing the blessings of life to him. The kings, the evil people in the time of Daniel could not stop the glory of God from coming into him. Those who threw Joseph in prison could not stop his star from emerging. There is no witchcraft spirit that can stop your star from shining. Your star will shine in 2015 in Jesus' mighty name. Well, so it is important, if your star is going to shine, that you take on what those people who shone, what they took on. They had elevated faith in God. So you must elevate your faith in God. They had high levels of divine wisdom. So you must tap into high levels of divine wisdom. They had a spirit of excellence. So you must put on and commit to having a spirit of excellence. When you do, your star will shine. What does it mean for a star to shine? It means you will succeed. Your star will cause you to succeed. Your star will cause you to rule, and it will attract the treasures of life to you. It will bring you out of obscurity into a place of recognition. Praise God. We will not all be people called to have our names in some neon light. That's not even necessary. But there is a destiny that was prepared for you when God created you, and He wants you to accomplish it. And I declare tonight, in the name of Jesus, having gone with us through these 30 days of planting the heavens program, I declare your day of emergence has finally arrived. In the name of Jesus, I declare to you, I'm going to lead you in a prayer from Isaiah chapter 60, just before I throw open the lines, and then we're going to have a grand finish and a final sharing of the grace together and dismiss tonight. I declare to you that in the name of Jesus, you will no longer be in the shadows. I declare to you that every door that may have been shut before begin to open to you now. In the name of Jesus, I declare to you, you will shine and succeed. I declare to you, you will dominate like the light, the sun dominates the day, like the moon and the stars dominate the night. You will dominate in the name of Jesus. I declare treasures that are meant for you, treasures in heavenly places, treasures of blessings, treasures of favor, treasures of good will gravitate in your direction supernaturally in the name of Jesus. So say that with me again tonight before I declare to you from Isaiah chapter 60. Say that with me. My star will shine in 2015 in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Say this. I cannot be a victim of bad luck. Bad luck means nothing to me. I am the blessed of the Lord. No witchcraft spirit, no demonic agent, no human being, no matter how high or high low or how low, can stop my star from shining. I am the blessed of the Lord. I am a sign and a wonder. I am emerging out of my hidden place. The glory of God is alerting over my life in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I want you to place your right hand on your heart right now. I'm going to speak these words over you from Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1 to 5, and all the way from verse 18 to verse 22. So you can write those down and you can receive those and read them by yourselves later, but I'm going to speak them over you. Isaiah 61 to 5 and 18 to 22. I declare that you are rising up. You are shining. Your light is come. The glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Yes, darkness may cover the earth, and gross darkness may cover the people, but the Lord shall arise upon you in this season, and his glory will be seen upon you. And the Gentiles will come to your light, and the kings to the brightness of your rising. So your eyes are being lifted up. And as your eyes are lifted up round about you, you can see the people gathering themselves to you, your sons and your daughters, your blessings and your favors coming from distant places. Everyone that has been assigned to you is being drawn to you in the name of the Lord Jesus. You will see a flowing together. You will see an enlarging of your coast on every side. You will see the glory of the Lord being converted to you. Wealth and blessings, increase, abundant favor will come to you. Treasures that are hidden in dark places will become manifested in your life in Jesus' mighty name. Violence shall no more be heard in your land, wasting nor destruction within your borders, but you will call your walls salvation, and you will call your gates praise. The sun shall not be your light by day. You will not lean on natural elements, neither for brightness shall the moon give you light, but the Lord himself shall be unto you an everlasting light, and he will cause your star to shine in the name of Jesus. Your sun will no more go down, neither shall your moon withdraw itself. For the Lord will be your everlasting light, and the days of your mourning will be forever ended. Your people also shall be all righteous. They shall inherit the land forever. The branch of my planting, the work of God's hands, that he alone may be glorified in your life. A little one will become a thousand, A small one around you will become a strong nation. The Lord himself will hasten it in his time. I declare it over you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Beloved, God bless you. I'm expecting for you to have the best year that you have ever had this year. That God will surprise you in more ways than you can understand, than more ways than you can imagine, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I call you blessed. We love you. We love you with the love of the Lord. I thank God for you. Keep celebrating. Be a believer. Receive all that God has for you. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. God bless you.